You don't grow cherries down here, do you?
We have wild cherries here, but they're not good to eat.
They're just kind of really sour or something?
Oh, yeah, and I don't know. They may be poison. The birds will eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But we never eat any of those wild cherries. Now, there's a big cherry tree right back there, wild cherry. But we never had any, never do anything with them at all. Never try.
Have you ever come across any kind of a shrub that turns red in the fall, and they're sometimes poison to people?
You mean it has fruit on it?
I think they get little berries.
Yeah, little thing like that, and what you call it, I can't think of the name of it to save my life now.
Sumac, something like that, or sumac?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then we have a lantana.
A lantana? What is that?
That's the women folk used to plant it in the yard a whole lot. It makes it has a beautiful flower on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get rid of a herd of cattle right quick, let them eat it.
Poison to them?
It's poison to them. Now they cattlemen watch for lantana in their pastures. I know as long as I had a pasture down there, every once in a while, they have seed, you know, and the birds would carry them things and throw them down. They come up. But I watch for lantana in that pasture all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever found it, why, I would get
the thing still kicking. Oh, yeah. Have you ever run into any sumac, poison sumac?
Yeah. But it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Been a long time. The people used to destroy that stuff fast as fine.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Get rid of it before it was bad stuff.
Where was the last time you saw some?
Boy, it's been many years.
Mm-hmm.
Many years.
Was it down here that you saw it?
Yeah. You see it about in different sections here. It seemed to not be a solid mass of it over a whole community, but you see it, you get it spot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What other kind of bushes might make your skin break out?
Boy, you know about these old poison ivy, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, boy, that's rough stuff. I'm allergic to that stuff, and if I get around it, next thing I know, I'm broke out. Like I told Claude this morning, talking about the poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I spent one whole spring cropping about trying to get rid of a bunch of that stuff. Got it all over me. Didn't know it, that I was mixed up in a poison ivy vine.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, it sure give me fits, I'll tell you that.
Do those two plants, the poison ivy and that red bush stuff, is it the same stuff? Or is it
No. That lantana, that's just a kind of a flower bush contraption of a thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady folks used to plant a lot of it in their yard. It was a flower plant, you know.
Uh-huh.
And come to find out, cattle would feed that stuff off, and it'd sure fix them up. Now, you got a dead cow when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
She may linger for a couple of weeks, but it'll eventually get her.
Is like sumac and poison ivy, do they have the same effect?
I don't know. Well, I've seen cattle feeding that old poison ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Vine. The young growth on the stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Growing all of the stems and bushing around. But never seen any bother in them.
Mm-hmm. What about the sumacs? Does it ever eat that?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I knew just a little bit about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.